Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Have you ever noticed that the most generous people have this ability to maintain this lifestyle of abundance, and they're able to do this year in and year out? Well, I have a friend, his name is Tim, and he's one of those people. He's the guy that's the life of the party. I mean, any party he attends, Tim is the center of attention. So we're at a corporate event in New Orleans, and we found ourselves late night, right around midnight, at a pizza place. And there must have been, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 people in line. And the vast majority, probably 8 or 9 of them, we hadn't met before. So Tim decides he's going to buy slices for everybody in the entire restaurant. That's just the kind of guy he is. And so he made a bunch of new friends in the process. My brother Mark is also similar in terms of being inherently generous. And even before he had a lot of money, he was that guy that always picked up the tab. And it wasn't just for me, it's for everyone he's with. So both Mark and Tim are very, very successful. And I'm convinced that there's not a coincidence here, because generous people, not only are they well-liked, not only are they fun to be around, they just tend to be successful. And the reason I think they're successful partially is because the traits that makes them generous also makes them good in business and good in life. You know, people gravitate towards people that make them feel good about themselves. That's just what generous people do. And so I think there's this very strong correlation between generosity and wealth that goes just beyond that. So we're going to talk about that this week in terms of, you know, if you're generous, if you give of yourself a lot, how things just seem to work out very well for you. I'd just like to ask for a favor. If you have stories around times where you were generous or when you gave of yourself, where there was something that paid off for you down the road as a result, I'd love to hear them. Just send them to me at joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. As I suggested earlier, we're going to talk about this idea of hoarding and how it really can have a negative impact on your abundance in life. But for today, I just want you to notice those people around you, people that are very generous. Maybe you're one of those people. And I just want you to start to look at how that generosity pays dividends in all kinds of ways in your life. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.